Great. Good afternoon. My name is John Hembling. I work with Catholic Relief Services, and I'm going to be talking about intra-household power dynamics and early initiation of breastfeeding in Tanzania. I have nothing to disclose. The purpose of this presentation today is to present some preliminary data or some preliminary analysis that we've done on the Tanzania DHS from 2010. Where our goal was to assess the relationship between the early initiation of breastfeeding or breastfeeding within the first hour after birth and different types of power dynamics within the household, including decision-making, age at marriage, and intimate partner violence in Tanzania. So it's part of a broader set of activities that we're doing to help strengthen our couple strengthening and family strengthening programming that we integrate into much of our nutrition work and food security work around the world, but in particular in sub-Saharan Africa. So I'm going to talk a little bit about early initiation of breastfeeding. The WHO recommends that children be put to the breast within the first hour after birth, and this is in addition to exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months and appropriate complementary feeding and breastfeeding up to from 6 months to 24 months. And there's evidence that shows that early initiation of breastfeeding is greatly related to a reduction in neonatal and infant morbidity and mortality. Yet estimates are that, you know, approximately 40% of children in low-income countries are actually exposed to this behavior. We see through the literature in Tanzania and in, throughout sub-Saharan Africa that there are several determinants or important determinants of early initiation of breastfeeding. Maternal age, maternal education, maternal employment status are all related to whether or not early initiation of breastfeeding happens. We also see that urban-rural residents, geographic region in a country are also important, as well as facility delivery and cesarean delivery are important factors that have been shown to either positively associate or negatively associate with early initiation of breastfeeding. Female empowerment and different types of female empowerment or maternal autonomy, they're sometimes referred to, are also associated with infant and young child feeding practices. And in a recent article that was presented by the author Nan and her colleagues, looked at different types of female empowerment and their relationship to complementary feeding in the case of their study and child dietary diversity. And they pose an interesting or illustrate an interesting pathway with what they called sociofamiliar empowerment, which is looking at control of the mother, maternal mobility, health, and even exposure to intimate partner violence, which may or may not influence IYCF behaviors. Greater control and intimate partner violence may lead to reduced access to a woman's information, reduced access to resources, to social support, and even access to healthcare services. Additionally, there may be aspects of how this negatively impacts her physical and mental health, which in turn may be related to whether or not she's able to practice different IYCF behaviors, including early initiation of breastfeeding. You also have another indirect route through the woman's nutrition itself. So those same negative impacts to information, resources, social support, and her physical and mental health may also impact her own nutrition, which in turn has an impact on whether or not she's able to practice these breastfeeding behaviors and IYCF behaviors. So I use this framework in our analysis to kind of guide what we did with our secondary analysis of this demographic and health survey data. So we used the 2010 Tanzania Demographic and Health Survey. This is an open access data source. The U.S. Agency for International Development primarily funds this throughout many low-income countries, and it provides an excellent opportunity to have comparable data across multiple countries, looking at household demographics, infant and young child feeding practices, maternal child health, reproductive health, and in many cases, a domestic violence module. I encourage many, I don't work for them, but I encourage people to use this wonderful open access resource to help shape research that you may be wanting to do in the future. In the case of Tanzania, a stratified multi-stage cluster probability sample was used to select 10,139 Tanzanian women of reproductive age, and this is a nationally representative survey. For the purposes of what we looked at, we looked at 2,250 women who were currently in a union at the time of the survey, so they were either in a formal union or an informal partnership. Their child, this is a mother-child diet, so they had a child of less than 24 months of age, and they were selected to answer the questions in the domestic violence module. So this is the sample that we used to conduct our analysis. We conducted the analysis using STATA, and we used multivariate logistic regression models to examine the factors that were associated with early initiation of breastfeeding. So our key behaviors for the regression models were early initiation of breastfeeding. So this was a dichotomous variable where the child was either put to the breast within the first hour after birth or not. So it was a yes-no variable that we created. Our key variables, our independent variables, are the covariates that we are most interested in to test that framework that I presented earlier, included early marriage. So this was marriage before the age of 18, as defined by UNICEF and other global actors. And then three variables that looked at intimate partner violence. That's what IPV is. So we looked at any emotional intimate partner violence, any physical intimate partner violence, or any sexual intimate partner violence. These questions are based off of the conflict tactics scale and been used in many countries around the world in the DHS's domestic violence module. And there are specific acts that the women are asked about and whether or not they had survived any of these types of violence within the past 12 months. Finally, we also looked at household decision making. So the DHS has three questions which ask the woman who in the household is the primary decision maker about her own health, about what making large financial household purchases, and about whether or not who's visiting family members and friends. And so we created three variables out of this, which are looking at the number of these three decisions, up to three decisions that were made jointly, the number that were made by the male partner alone, and the number that were made by the mother alone. So these were three separate variables. So these were our key independent variables, but we controlled for many of the factors that I presented as some of the key determinants of early initiation of breastfeeding so that we could account for potential confounders. So here's some of the basic results, the sample characteristics, just some of the interesting findings. We had about half of the sample were girls, half of the children of the mother-child diet. About 40% or 39% of the mothers had 4+ ANC visits, antenatal care visits, with that child, the child in the mother-child diet. About 50% of the women delivered in a facility and with a skilled attendant for that child. And we see that in terms of maternal education, approximately 95% of the women had a primary school education or lower. So it's a very low-educated group. Here's some of the results of our key behavior. So 46% of the women reported that they initiated breastfeeding or put the child to the breast within the first hour after birth. We see that 46% for some of our key covariates, 46% reported having joined a formal or informal union, marrying before the age of 18. In terms of violence within the past 12 months, we see that 36% of the women reported emotional IPV or intimate partner violence in the past 12 months, 33% in the past, or physical IPV in the past 12 months, and 13% reported sexual IPV in the past 12 months. For household decision-making, for the joint decision-making variable that I'm going to present here, we see that 41% of the women said that none of the three decisions were made jointly of the three questions that I read previously. 23% reported one of the three, 16% reported two, and 20% or one-fifth reported that all three of those decisions were made jointly with her male partner. Here's just a brief summary of the multivariate logistic regressions, and we'll talk about the significant values that show up here. So in terms of decision making, we see that there's a positive association between the number of joint decisions made, 0, 1, 2, or 3, and early initiation of breastfeeding. But we don't see an association with whether or not the decision was made solely by the partner or solely by the mother. We see that there's a negative association with early marriage, so they're less likely to engage in early initiation of breastfeeding if they were married or joined into a union before the age of 18. But interestingly, we see something a little bit unexpected in the sense of the framework that I presented earlier. where we have a positive association between physical intimate partner violence and engaging in early initiation of breastfeeding. And I'll talk a little bit more about some ideas about what might be going on there and some of the what the literature says about that in a few minutes. But with the other forms of intimate partner violence, we don't see an association. There was a slight negative association, slight in the kind of not significant at 0.05 level, but at less than 0.10 for emotional IPV, but I didn't include that because I was only looking at the stronger associations that we saw. So in terms of household decision making, here are the odds ratios for the adjusted model, so that we don't see a difference between early initiation of breastfeeding and one decision being made in the household versus no decisions, where the reference are no decisions being made. But we do see that the odds of early initiation of breastfeeding are 1.88 times greater for women who, for when two of the three decisions were made jointly versus none, and 1.4 times greater when three decisions were made jointly versus none. So there's that positive association that I was talking about. With early marriage, we see that the odds of an early initiation of breastfeeding were 0.72 times less likely to happen if the woman married before the age of 18 or engaged in an informal union before the age of 18 compared to women who were married or engaged in that union from 18 years old or older. So it's a negative association. And here's that unexpected finding. So we see that the odds of early initiation of breastfeeding were 1.52 times higher for mothers who experienced any physical intimate partner in the partner violence in the previous 12 months compared to women who experienced no physical violence in the previous 12 months. So I looked into the literature. This wasn't what we exactly expected with the the framework that I presented earlier, and what we kind of were hypothesizing is the relationships that we are going to come to. But there's actually some studies that have been done that show this positive, especially around physical and even sexual intimate partner violence, positive associations between experiencing violence and different IYCF behaviors, from exclusive breastfeeding to early initiation of breastfeeding and others. And while they don't have the exact answer, because a lot of them are quantitative, surveys and can't get into the meat of it, they hypothesize that one potential reason why this may be happening is that rather than IPV being considered a kind of a deficit hypothesis whereby it harms maternal mental health or maternal physical health, which limits her ability to engage in the IYCF behaviors, women may actually feel the need to be extra responsive to their child in these environments where they have to compensate for the violence in that environment. And so one idea, and it's called a compensatory hypothesis, is that women overcompensate for the negative environment in which the child is being raised and engage in these positive and optimal care practices. Again, I don't know if that's true. That's just what some of the literature says around physical violence and IPV and the behaviors. So there's multiple limitations. I won't go through all of them, but this was a cross-sectional design. This is a secondary analysis. So the survey wasn't designed for this type of an analysis. It wasn't designed to measure this and meet these objectives. We did this on our own based on with what variables were available. In terms of my conclusions, we see that early initiation of breastfeeding is a problem in Tanzania. This analysis continues to build on the evidence that there are associations between empowerment and power dynamics in the household and these IYCF behaviors, in particular early initiation of breastfeeding. But definitely more qualitative work needs to be done to really dig into this complex and even unexpected relationship between physical intimate partner violence and early initiation of breastfeeding and probably other IYCF behaviors, because you can't really get that from a survey. That why, the meat of what's happening there. And then I would also want to start looking into other aspects of the relationship and trying to measure other aspects of the relationships and relationship quality to really get at what's happening in that dynamic between the couple and within the family, as we saw with the first presentation around some of these feeding behaviors. The family is important, the couple is important, and I think we need to go beyond some of the measures that I talked about today. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I think it's very important research. In Haiti, we had, I spent more than 20 years in Haiti, and we noticed that mothers of malnourished children often didn't make very good eye contact with their children. And trying to ameliorate that, we had a pediatric psychiatrist working with us, and she thought if the mothers massaged their children, that maybe that would change things. And the mothers didn't respond very well with that. So she decided to have the mothers massage each other first. And some of them began to weep and said, no one ever touched me gently for years. And they were very moved by their sister who massaged them and vice versa. And then they turned to massage their children and it really worked. There was a relationship reestablishment. So I think these aspects are very, very important to explore.